Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Diana?
Yes.
Hey, Diana, this is Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Okay, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing perfect. Thank you for asking.
So did you receive my emails? I apologize for the, there's a lot of stuff to look over. But what I sent you, does it make sense to you?
Actually, I haven't read all of them yet. I just opened the first one, and yep, it does make sense. Just a minute, be with me.
The chapter, I know the styles. I don't, you know, like the chapter nine onward is basically okay. It's that it lacks the indentations, and everything is justified. The justification is okay. It's I'm looking for just a straight book. You know, you don't have to add so much space to it to fill it. You know what I mean? You know, and the headers too. I explain they don't have to be so big. Like, just move that Shield logo to the left of and make it much smaller so it fits on. It fits on the page.
Right.
And there's duplicate title pages going on. And also the typeface. I sent you the type style that's, you know, it's not traditional. It's like that medieval type typeface. If you could use that for the chapter heads and the cover. That fancy kind of King Arthur.
Sure, yeah, the King
you
Arthur.
You know what I mean?
Chapter head font style.
Yeah, for the chapter heads. Make the type small so it fits on the page and the logo fit on the page. So it's not, you're not fighting the image and the text at the same time. I kind of want those two to work together, if you know what
you
I mean.
You want to use that type, the font style for the headings?
Yeah, for the headings and the cover.
All right, for headings and the cover, use that King Arthur typeface. And what else?
The bibliography I pay attention to in the third email. I have to go to work. My dog is all riled up. Sorry. But the bibliography, I know you justified everything, which is okay. It fouls up the formatting after a while, and some of the, you know, titles are merging together. So there's either too much space between each of the authors and the titles and the bibliography, or it's just mushed together. But if you left justify it, it might solve some of the formatting issues where, you know, the text spreads across the page because it's justified, you know?
let me tell you, I do understand. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Right now we are just, creating the drafts for the approval. And once everything is finalized, then we are going to work on the formatting and the grammatical mistakes. It will all be kicked.
Well, I wanted to firm up with that one. Like, I haven't read the whole entire thing. Do you want me to read the whole entire thing so that everything I know has come down onto your version?
That would be
yes.
A lot better.
All right, then I need days with that one, okay? Because I need some time with that. I have to read the whole thing, you know, and I have to compare it with the original text. So, by the end of the week, you know, I'll start on it tomorrow. By the end of the week, if not sooner. Tomorrow's Wednesday. By Friday, I hope to have it all done, you know. Just look
sure,
at the whole entire
sure, Diana,
thing.
There is no hurry we are in. So you can take your time, read the documents, and just write this down, all the changes, revisions, any mistakes.
I have. That you have. I mean, that's why I'm saying, I'm glad we're talking on the phone. All the formatting changes and all the layouts, I sent you emails. So I will, you know, read the text to make sure that everything's okay. And, that everything came down in place, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, that would be great.
And I'll get back to you on Friday that, yes, this text is okay. You know, so if that's what you're really looking for, you know, I need to really read it, and that's what I'll start doing tomorrow, Wednesday and Friday, and I'll get back to you probably by then, as fast as I can, okay?
All right, perfect, Diana. Take your time, and whenever you were done,
okay,
with the complete reading, just send back your feedback. So from
okay,
after that, we are going to, like, revise the files, do the changes, and we'll share the final files.
Okay.
Time.
Okay, okay. All right. Now, before I have to pay the second half, which I'm always willing to do, will you show me at least a draft of the cover, you know, next week, beginning next week sometime? Is that okay?
Just
or if you need more time, yeah, you know, I don't want to put the pressures on you either, you know.
Uh-huh. Just give me 1 minute. All right, and can you please tell me, just a minute.
Your images, your shields, and you had set aside one shield that you were going to use for the cover that's different than the chapter heads.
Yep, I have the book cover ready over here on my end, and the designer is asking for the exact dimensions for the book cover.
Oh, well, it's 8.5 by 11, correct?
I'm sorry, 8.5 by 11?
The size of the book is 8.5 by 11, correct? Or is it 8 by 10?
I have to check it.
8.5 by 11?
Sure. Just a minute. Let me...
That was a big deal. Like, yeah, Don set it for 6 by 9. That would never work with the spreadsheet. So I spoke with Samantha, and she said it would be 8.5 by 11 or something like that. 8 by 10, 8.5 by 11?
Yeah, it's going to be 8 by 8.5 by 11. That's the, like, the standard.
All right,
size.
So 8.5 by 11. All right, so then as far as the image goes for the cover, you know, you want plenty of, like, well, you're the designer. It's like no more than 6 by 5, I guess. What do you think? Not that big. I mean, I you know, I need some dignity there. It's a big title too. I you know.
Mhm. Just give me 1 minute here. Let me just confirm the book size.
Yeah, 6 by 5 fits nice inside of 8.5 by 11, right? It doesn't.
And
yes,
the book size is 8.5 by 11. And you're talking
yeah,
about the
so you,
badges in the book?
What about the badges in the book?
What are you saying by 6 by 5?
No, I thought you said that your artist needed... dimensions for the cover.
Yep.
What size of the artwork? So that's what I was answering. I wasn't talking about the chapter heads.
I'm sorry. So yeah, the book cover is also going to be the same size as the book is. So the book cover is also going to be 8.5 by 11. So I have the idea over here for the book cover, the first mock-up.
Okay.
I will be sharing it with you. And we are going to adjust it with the exact size. That's not an issue. So kindly just have a look at the book cover and do let me know what changes required.
Yeah, you just actually, I don't even want the author's name. You could do without the author's name. Just have the book title and your shield. and work with it. You know? Okay. Okay. And then have the author's title could be in the author's name could be on the spine and the back cover. You guys have the text for the back cover? I sent Don an email of the blurb.
Just a